Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, 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 calling all radio amateurs. This is WD8QCN. Name here is Steve. Activating the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association Technical Service Net. This net is held every Sunday at 8 p.m. local time on the 147.165 MHz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our website at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for technical discussion and Q&A regarding technical topics such as equipment, hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and similar information related to the radio art. I did not select a topic of my own for this evening since the last few have gone so swimmingly, so I will leave that to the net. Does anyone out there have a suggestion for a topic tonight? Please call WD8QCN.
W4BCN. How about Winlink?
W4BCN. Gotcha, Winlink. Okay, interesting idea. We can certainly discuss that. My knowledge of the subject is somewhat limited. I have tinkered with it. How do you feel about your level of knowledge on it, and is something you might want to tackle?
Well, I brought it up because I basically fought it for 8 hours yesterday on my D-74A trying to get it up and running, and I was hoping to learn a little bit from everyone else.
Okay, perfect. I may be able to help a little bit with that. I don't know the D-74A, but I have set it up using a Windows PC and this very radio here to log into some of the local nodes here on 2 meters. So we can talk to that a little bit and see who else out there might have suggestions for you. How about that?
Sounds like a plan. Let's get started. Back in it.
All right. Thanks for that suggestion. Any other topics for tonight, please call WD8QCN. All right. So our topic of discussion tonight is Winlink set up in operation. And since I'm not an expert on the topic, we'll go around as we take check-ins. Let's get through a round of announcements here real quick-like. We have a club meeting coming up on Thursday the 9th at 7:15 p.m., both online and in person. Details on the club website, w4va.org. We have a VE test session coming up at the Stafford Regional Library on Saturday the 18th at 9:30 a.m., and the everyone's favorite club breakfast, or breakfast club, or breakfast club breakfast, Saturday the 25th at 8 a.m., and this has moved back to the bistro at the Fauquier Hospital. One last big announcement is still looking for a few more net control stations. We've been lucky to find a few fills here lately, but we need replacements for Brad since he's out for a while. And also, don't forget the 3Y0J, the expedition to Bouvet Island is setting up. They've been heard a few times, I think, on CW, a little bit of FT8, although the frequencies aren't matching what they published, so I'm wondering if some of those are pirates. Anyone have further information on that? Jump in when you take check-ins and comments here. And hopefully I'm making it over the noise here. Let's go ahead and take check-ins. Again, our topic is Winlink. If you have any knowledge of Winlink, please indicate as you give your call. And you may call WD8QCN now.
This K4 Golf Victor Hotel, K4 GV8, Robert in Madison, Virginia.
K1HDV.
W4RKU.
K3FR.
K04DNZ. No comment.
November 4 X-Ray Charlie Hotel. No comment.
KN4 SPL. No comment.
K04BCN. I'm still here.
Okay, I'll pause there for a moment. I've got K04BCN, K4GVH, K1HTV, W4RKU, K3FR, K04VNZ, N4XCH, and KN4SPL. Anyone else for the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association Technical Service Net. Please call WD8QCN.
Kilo Mike 4, Oscar Zulu Hotel.
N7IBB.
KO4RBW. Hit mobile.
Yeah, that time I picked up Gil, KM4OZH, N7IBB, Brad, and KO4RBW. And I think there was one more out there that doubled with RBW. If I didn't say your call, please call again.
Kilo Delta 6, Alpha Kilo Charlie.
Delta 6, Alpha Kilo Charlie, got you. Thank you for checking in. Might be one more out there lurking. I think I heard another doubler that might have been our noise source.
November Bravo 3 Alpha.
For tonight is Winlink. How to set it up and get it to work with the D-74 Alpha. Anyone has any experience with that, please let me know. I have done a little bit of Winlink work, mostly on the PC, with a larger radio here in the shack, so I can talk a little bit about general setup, but I'm not familiar with the specifics of the D-74, so if anyone can speak to that, please call now.
Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo, Charlie, November. I own the D-74A. I've been trying to set it up, and I've gotten, I think, a long way, but I still haven't seemed to been able to hit any of the gateways. I don't know if they're just not active or I'm choosing the wrong ones, but my setup doesn't seem to actually key my radio. I don't know if it's supposed to, what it's supposed to look like when it works, so I have no reference back to that.
Can you describe a little bit about the situation? How are you using it? Is this with a laptop or another PC, or are you trying to do everything on the device?
I have both a laptop and a Pi. I've been kind of going back and forth because most of the systems work actually better on the laptop, but I can't get my laptop to Bluetooth to the D74A, so I had to switch to using the Pi for a bit there, and getting that configured, it was just the Bluetooth on the D74A is not very cooperative, and so that was a huge hurdle, so I would use it. But I've heard that it has an internal KISS TNC that it only works over the Bluetooth, so I spent a lot of time on that. And so I got that, I think, running. It will communicate, the PC will communicate with the radio, and it'll look like it fills up the buffer with my, you know, test email. I get a little light on the D-74A, but it just stays that way. It never seems to go anywhere. And I don't see the radio keying up. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to. I don't know how this TNC actually acts. I may have to do some more YouTube work and just try to find someone who happened to actually take a picture of theirs or video it while it was working. Back to net.
Interesting. Okay, so it sounds like it's a TNC setup issue where you're not deriving your PTT. That was an issue dealing with like the sound card type TNCs, the little, you know, radio interfaces, sound card interface type stuff. I remember having to fiddle with that quite a bit with the software TNCs, the KISS mode TNCs and so on, running in software to get all that to work correctly. It doesn't sound like exactly the same issue, but something similar. Yes, you definitely need, you know, to be transmitted in order for that that data to go out and go anywhere. Are you able to do anything else with any other packet mode other than Winlink?
I have been able to use APRS, but just internally to the radio. That works well. This is my first foray into actually integrating my either my Pi or my laptop into using this radio to do such a thing. I had some advice fairly recently from someone who set this stuff up on the internet to just try to monitor some of the APRS stations and see if I could just get the AX25 to cooperate before jumping to Winlink, and that may be my next battle. But it has been quite a challenge so far. Back to that.
Hey, very interesting. Yeah, I'm not familiar with the ins and outs of doing it via Bluetooth. Everything I've done so far is wired. I know it's quite a challenge when you're using little sound card dongles, especially in later Windows versions, Windows 10, Windows 11, to get those settings to stick and stay where you want them. Windows 7 is a little kinder that way, so pretty much all the devices I'm using the sound card dongle stuff with are in Windows 7. But again, that doesn't seem to be your particular issue at all. It's more a soft TNC setup. So I think that's the place to look. Let's go around a little bit. Let me get NetLogger rolling here. We'll pass it over to Robert for a bit. And again, if anyone else has any advice for the WinLink setup on the D74A, please speak up. Over to K4GVH. This is WD8QCN with the Fauquier Sunday Night Technical Service Net.
This is K4 Golf Victor Hotel. Good evening to everyone on the fair net. Doing a great job there. And hello to K47IIV, Brad. Hello to him. Now me and Rich is trying to figure out how to be able to get my little phone voice vocals are working so I can be able to call the meeting when I can't make it to the meeting to be able to call them on the phone. But I don't know if Rich has heard anything from the company or not. But other than that, we got the voice vocaler working on Thursday. Rich came over and we programmed some numbers in it. So we got all that working. I can call my dad independently now. Don't have to get anybody to dial the number. And I got to get Rich to program a couple more numbers in there when he comes over to program my Uncle Brad's cell number in there as well. I got that wrote down and try to redo my Aunt Betty's phone number as well because when we put that in there, it didn't do right. But other than that, the little voice vocaler works well, and thankful for the Lions Club to be able to get it, and they pay in Rich's, they pay in Rich back. So thanks Rich for being able to order it, and he also ordered me a new battery for my phone box for Dallas numbers, not the Dallas numbers, but the cell phone box. It's a battery in there that's been swollen, and it's been in there since 2001, the battery was made. So Rich got me a new battery for $10, and really do appreciate Rich being able to order that. Hopefully I can make it to one of the meetings soon. Hopefully I can get in touch with David. And David will be able to pick me up one day for the club meeting before we have to get the phone working. Other than that, on the net, this is K4 Golf Victor Hotel. I got on 12 meters yesterday to make this GVH. And I got on 12 meters and made lots of contacts yesterday on 12 meters and really enjoyed the QSOs with them. And that sort of thing. But this is K4 Golf Victor Hotel, K4 GVH and 73, and back to net control.
Robert, thanks for that. Great to hear you on tonight, and glad you're doing well. Down to Rich, K1HTV. How are you tonight, sir?
Hey, Steve. K1HTV in Amesville. Thanks for doing the net. Doing a great job, as usual. Even if it's the last minute, seems to have you act together very well. I have no experience at all with WinLink, so I'm sorry I can't be of any help there. Still waiting for the official 3Y0J to show up. There have been a number of pirates. There's been no official operations on the island yet. They're just hauling the gear back from the hauling it to the site. I posted a note to the reflector. If you're on the reflector, you already read it. But basically, it says they're currently preparing Sunday morning. It's this morning their time to land the essential supplies to survive on the island and to build the camp to manage the upcoming storm predicted for Thursday. I did a quick check on Alexa, and Alexa knows what the temperature is on Bouvet. I can say, Alexa, what's the temperature on Bouvet?
From carthage.com, Alexa, the thermostat temperature is 69.5.
That's a long one. But anyway, no. Alexa, what is the temperature in Bouvet Island?
Sorry, I don't know that location.
Well, this morning she was very easily giving me the temperature on Bouvet Island and the weather, and it looked like it was going to be cloudy for the next couple of days. So looks like they may have a couple of good days, but Thursdays are going to be their, looks like it's going to be tough with the storm coming. So we're keeping our fingers crossed we'll be able to get at least a couple tents up so they can survive and get some radios on the air. I'm not sure how what they can do as far as antennas, but we'll find out. Conditions have been quite good the past 24 hours. Last evening worked a number of stations on 20 meters, four in China, one in Hong Kong, one in Vietnam, two in Thailand. It was just an Asian, good Asian opening last night. Even on this morning on 10 meters, the long path, VR2XON was worked easily with a from on long path from Hong Kong down over the Atlantic Ocean, south towards the South Pole and all the way around. So good conditions. Solar flux continue to rise. It's up to 139, and hopefully it'll get better as the expedition opens up operations. That's it for now. Back to net control. This is K1HTV.
Right. Thanks for that, Rich. Much appreciated. Yeah, I did do a quick look. Forgot to mention that in announcements here. I did look at the SFI and so on tonight. Latest I saw was solar flux of 144, sunspot number 79, index of 5, and planetary K of 2. So not super noisy conditions, at least. Should be some good DX out there, and I'm going to go look for those Asians later here, I think. Yeah, I've been listening around the frequencies for the Bouvet expedition here, and not hearing much, although I did hear a 9 uniform in Burundi yesterday and today. Actually, I was hearing other stations calling him. I haven't heard him directly yet, so that's another one to look out for. Down to Kevin, W4RKU. How are you tonight?
WDA, GCN, W4RKU. Good evening, Steve. Thanks for doing the net tonight. Yeah, I would just say, Rich, thank you for keeping us posted on Bouvet. Saves me a little work. As for WinLink, I really don't know. As you said, I've played with it myself. However, there we are at the board that, and one of the ideas is to have a presentation on WinLink and how it works for a coming club meeting, if we can find someone who is, you know, is able to teach it. So that's all I wanted to add, and I'll turn it back over to you, WD8KCN, W4RKU, back to Matt.
Kevin, standby one. There it is. There is one chap we might ask. He's over in Reston, and he runs one of the local WinLink nodes. It's Lee, November 2, Lima Echo Echo. We'll send him out here and see if he'd be willing to do a presentation either in person or online. That would be super. How about K3FR? How are you tonight, Ron?
Good evening, Steve. It's the 10 at K3FR here. Good to hear everyone, and I echo Kevin's thoughts, those who are updating us on Bouvet Island status there. Rich has been doing yeoman's job, excellent there, very good job. WinLink, I have no direct experience with it. However, from having fought the radios here to try to put together an SO2R capability between the 9700 and both the either the 7100 or a 7300, the key is to make sure that you are individually controlling the radios properly. Before actually trying to get into the applications, you know, make sure that the push-to-talk is working and that you have your cat controls working cleanly between the computer and the radio. That said, what have I been doing? I've been neglecting my my monthly letter to M0JK, which I'm going to start kind of work on tomorrow. We did have a bit of activity on 6 meters with ASKIP in January here, the earlier part of the month, that I need to report on. And let's see, as far as current activity, did get a little bit of time to be active during the week. Let's see, Friday afternoon or so on 12 meters. Worked Bravo X-ray 8 Alpha Alpha November, who's maritime mobile. He's en route between Brazil and Portugal. I understand that at the time he was probably off the nose of Brazil there, possibly just north of it. As far as VHF, been getting a reasonable tropo at in the morning and at nighttime. Aside from that, not an awful lot of activity on 6 or 2 meters for DX or for distance. Enhancements. Back to Steve. WDHQCN, K3FR.
All right, good stuff, Ron. Thanks very much. Let's see, I think I heard Charles check in, KO4VNZ, but he was no comment. Same with Bob, N4XCH. And Bob, KN4SPL. I think next up is Gil, KM4OZH.
WDHQCN, this is KM4OZH. Well, good evening, Steve, and everybody on the net. I probably should have put in no comment this evening, but I didn't. I'm just plugging away on various things. We have, you know, there's some sort of a event coming in March. I forget the name of it. Some kind of radio event, which I try to do mobile. And so I've switched gears, and VHF contest is over for January, and now it's time to move on to that event. So that's what I'm thinking about, and I'm trying to make a couple of little upgrades here and there, and be organized. So that's all I got for this season. I'll turn it back over to Ned, KM4OZH.
All right, thank you, Gil. Much appreciated. And next up is Brad, N7IVV. What's new in your neck of the woods?
WDAQCN in the net, N7IVV. Good evening. Just puttering around. Spent some time on FT8 here while I've been multitasking and playing around. So I've worked, actually picked up a number of new countries, at least new countries for the band. I was on, picked up a lot of stuff on 10 meters, although I couldn't tell you who they are at this point. Don't know if they were new countries, or just for that band. But was on 12 just a few minutes ago before it died, and picked up New Zealand all the way out there. So that's kind of fun. I'll be looking at the Bouvet Expedition, too, just for something interesting to look at. I'm actually sitting here making little teeny tiny 3D models of my Yaesu FTDX-1200. A little 1/35th scale of that radio for putting in a little 1/35th scale model of my truck that I actually managed to find. So I guess that counts as a ham radio activity. Anyway, back to you, N7IVV.
That 3D printer stuff there, Brad?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I've got a resin printer along with the regular... I forget what you call them. There's the regular PLA fiber type, and so I'm trying to get this to work on my resin printer, and it's been giving me fits, but it should work just fine. I mean, that thing does amazing jobs on really tiny, teeny, tiny, high-detailed stuff, so anyway, that's where that is.
That's neat. Hey, maybe we can get you to do a presentation on 3D printing sometime. I was watching a YouTube video last night of a chap who's been picking up these... Amazon returns 3D printers that have, you know, minor things wrong with them. Thermistor came unplugged or this or that, right? And he gets them for, like, you know, under $50 a piece, you know, spends an hour or two diagnosing and fixing them, and then has, you know, like a, you know, $500 3D printer to play with. So kind of thinking about that. Might be useful one of these days for, you know, recreating busted gear parts or silly things like that. You never know. But something I've been kind of following in the distance for a while, but haven't really gotten into.
Yeah, definitely. Of course, you can pick up brand new 3D printers for $100, $150 now. Of course, you get a $150 printer. But if you can get something like that, that's a good deal. But yeah, that's what a lot of people do, especially in the ham radio areas, recondition pieces and parts and start doing it for other people. And we've got another fellow in the club, and I can't remember his call, but he's been so kind as to produce call sign plaques for everybody in the club, and with your call sign on it. Been real handy, really a lot appreciated there. So he's also another one that we can tap to help out with that. Back to you, N7IVV.
All right, thanks much, Brad. Yeah, I didn't mean to throw more stuff on your plate. I know you got lots going on. But, yeah, if you know somebody else that can do the presentation, that would be cool. That would be a great one to add. Let's see, down to Dave, KO4RBW, how are you tonight?
This is KO4RBW, doing well, thank you. Yeah, no comment on Winlink. I'm still trying to get into some of the digital modes. I'm working to get FT8, or actually the software to work on my laptop. I'm getting audio input errors, but yeah, nothing to add for Winlink, but it's definitely something I'm interested in getting into in the future. So that's it from KO4RBW. Back to Matt.
What OS are you using on the laptop? Which operating system are you using on the laptop?
It's Windows 10. Over.
Got it. Yeah, Windows 10. You can get audio stuff to work, but every time you reboot, it seems to want to move the ports around, which can be a pain in the rear, is what I've found. Actually another possible topic of discussion, if anyone knows how to permanently assign device ports on Windows 10, let us know. holler when we get down to rechecks in that case. Next is Mark, KD4AKC.
KD4AKC, good evening all. I haven't been on the net in a while, but I was driving around. Might as well listen in and see what's going on. As far as Winlink, I haven't done it in a while, but I had it working pretty good with my TS2000 and its internal TNC. And, the advice earlier was right on. Get it working on just plain old packet or APRS, something like that first, and then hook it up with your Winlink software, and things go a lot easier. And, yeah, the trick is just getting the internal triggering done right. On the TS2000, there were some menu settings you had to take care of. To get it to kick in to operate packet instead of regular voice or CDUD or whatever. I'm not sure how the D74 works. I'm afraid I haven't had any experience with that one or the Bluetooth connection. So good luck on that part. That's all I got, though. 7-3, everybody. Good to hear you all on tonight. KD6AKC.
All right. Thanks for that, Mark. Yep, I think that's good advice all around. Let's see. I think WB7RAV is out there lurking somewhere. Are you checking in, Randy?
WMD checking.
All right, thanks for that. Yeah, I saw you lurking on NetLogger here. Figured you were out there right waiting to check in. Thought I'd grab you. Any other check-ins for the Bakir Amateur Radio Association Sunday Night Technical Service Net, please call WD8PUCN.
W4WMD checking.
KN4QXD, no comment.
I copied KN4QXD. I heard one other person in there, but the audio was way, way, way down in the mud, almost zero audio level, unintelligible. If you can try speaking a little closer to the mic or turn up your audio gain, try again, please. WD8QCN.
W4WMD on Echolink.
I think that was W4WMD. Probably checking in through Echolink. Audio is still way, way, way down. I was able to pull out the call sign that time, though.
All right, sir. Thank you so much for running the net. This is W4WMD. Just checking in to say hello to everybody. And thank you so much for picking me up. Back to the net.
To that time. All right, very much. Thanks very much for checking in. Good to hear you on. Need to see what's going on with your microphone there, I think. But otherwise... was able to copy you there that time, and good to hear your voice. And KN4QXD, I think, was no comment, so thank you for checking in. And any rechecks, please call WD8QCN.
Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Charlie November. KO4BCN, I hope my mic's working. Just for a radio check first?
Copy you now. You sound like you had a stuck mic there for a second when you called for the recheck, and your audio was a little bit low there on that transmission, but it got louder toward the end, so maybe you just didn't have it close.
Okay, I just wiggled some of these contacts here to make sure everything's set up. Well, I'd just like to, thanks everybody. I will try the simpler bits for packet on this system and see if I can get it working. I'd just like to thank Rich for the 20-meter FT8 contact this afternoon or this evening. I was very surprised to see that considering how close he is. So that was real nice. And again, thanks, Brad. I have been restoring your 3D printer myself, that artillery. I've got it working pretty well. Just a little bit more tuning, and I think it'll be just a good workhorse. But that's mainly it for me today. KO4BCN, back to net.
Thanks again, Mike. Great topic. That's one that everybody's going to struggle with the modern digital modes, I think, at some point. Getting CAT and or PTT to work right, all those little software settings and settings and other various devices, jumpers and whatnot. I guess it's all soft settings in your case, but yeah, it's always a struggle, and doing it via Bluetooth, I think, adds a little bit more to it. I just need to make sure that control signal is being sent. That'll probably take care of you. But thanks again for all that. And one last call for any additional check-ins or rechecks for the VARA Sunday Night Technical Service Net. Please call WD8QCN. Hearing none, this is WD8QCN, Net Control for the VARA Net. I want to thank everyone for joining us tonight. If you'd like further information regarding tonight's discussion or information on VARA, please see our website at w4va.org or send an email to varanet@w4va.org. This is WD8QCN closing the VARA Net and returning the repeater to normal amateur use. Thanks again to all who joined us. Have a great evening. 7-3.
804BCN. There was someone who was asking about static COM ports on Windows systems. I think I found something, in, at least for Windows 11, which is what I'm running on my laptop.
WD8QCN, yeah, I was looking for that info. Primarily for Windows 10, but Windows 11, I think, is the next thing. So, yeah, any information there would be appreciated.
Well, I think I'm going to use this information, too, so it's pretty neat. If you go to your devices under ports, you'll see, of course, the ports that you've created by plugging in some of your USB devices, and you can right-click on one of those and go to the settings, and then go to port settings and then advanced. So it's three or four menus deep here, and it looks like you can set the COM port there and maybe hit some defaults. I'm definitely going to play with this a little bit and see if it stays through reroute and a couple of plugs, but it looks like you can choose. There's a drop-down for COM port. We'll see what happens when I unplug something and plug it back in. We'll see how it goes. KO4BCN, back to you.
K3M42.
Mike, yeah, that's kind of the way it was done under Windows 7. Hopefully they stick on 11. Windows 10, when I did it, they got kind of mobile. You couldn't lock them down like in Windows 7. At least I didn't find the menu option to do that. Somebody else called too? Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Ron, K3FR. Did want to also note that while you're in Device Manager, make sure that you go into the ports and the controllers for the USB, and make sure that you turn off the ability to power down the port or the driver to save power. Make sure that that's you have continuous power to the ports and to the USB driver systems. Over.
Yeah, good suggestion. I forgot about that setting.
KO4BCN. Yes, there's all sorts of stuff in here. I've got another hobby for tonight. I could go look through the Device Manager some more. All good information for everybody for poking around trying to get some of these systems set up. It's amazing how complicated some of this stuff is, the challenge. Sometimes it's a good challenge, sometimes it's quite frustrating.
To that, and thanks, Ron, K3FR, and KO4BCN, WD8QCN. Good stuff all around, gents.
This is KO4RBW. It's definitely an enigma, because I'm getting audio, so FT8 is coming into the USB, or into the laptop via USB, because it's playing out on the speaker if I turn it on that way, but the software is telling me that the audio device isn't found or isn't working properly. So yeah, it's definitely something in the settings that I have. Over.
And there is our repeater technical challenge. That little bit of noise there. Now, for your speaker settings, are you using an internal sound card or something external?
So I'm using a Yaesu FT991 Alpha, which has the internal sound card. So I'm going straight from the USB port on the back of the radio to the USB port on the laptop. And the laptop's running Windows 10. Over.
I am willing to bet it's a setting actually in your radio somewhere. I know my 7610, my ICOM, it took me a while to find all the right sorts for the interface settings, because there's two or three actually different USB ports on this thing, so they behave differently, though they're all USB ports. I would hunt around in the depths of your system config on your radio for a bit.
This is KF4RBW. Yeah, definitely will. I'll start going through the settings on the radio and see if there's anything that's out of whack. I watched a YouTube video yesterday and found that I had a couple settings off. So definitely go back to the drawing board on that piece. Over.
Another bit of advice. Once you get it working, copy and back that up. So when you inevitably screw it up again, you can restore it. I have lots of those on my server. So I can restore my radios when I play a little too long with the setting.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Over.
Yeah, this is K3FR also. Read something and tried it as well. Microphone needs to be enabled. I forget whether that was in the software, in the audio components of the device manager, or whether it was on the radio itself. But microphone setting or microphone component needs to be enabled to be able to keep stable port assignments. And I've been getting or had been getting the port assignments disappearing as well. And I just went to the point of turning off that radio and then disconnecting or deleting the port for that, and then reloading reconnecting the radio. Radio needs to be up before you turn your computer on. It's another thing that works properly there too. Over. By the way, I did hear up here in Manassas the noise on the input channel of the repeater. I did hear the noise on the input channel of the repeater up in Manassas. This is K3FR, over.
K3FR, this is KO4RBW. Thank you for that. That's actually something I hadn't been doing, is turning the laptop on after already having the radio boot up, so I'll give that a shot. I'll release the channel back to everybody else. This is KO4RBW, clear.
Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Charlie, November. Thanks. Great discussion, everybody. We all have some things to hunt on. I'll be clear. I'll be monitoring 73.
K3FRWABT.
Thanks, Travis. Go ahead, K3FR.
Hey, Ron, did I just hear you say you heard the digital noise on the input of the repeater from your house?
I did. Over.
Okay, do us all a favor. Just send a note to the repeater at w4va.org, if you don't mind, letting everybody know. That's good information. And maybe keep listening there as well, too. I've yet to hear it from my house. I've seen it from the hill on the SDR up there, but I still have not been able to decode it. But anyway, thanks for the update. That's all I wanted to say. K3FRW8BT.
Yeah, it sounded like an enhanced noise level, but it did compare. I've been listening, checking. These ICOMs have this XFC button where you can very easily turn off the the squelch and monitor the input frequency very easily. And I have been doing that throughout most of the net and the conversation tonight. So when it came on there that last time before I announced it, I did hit it, and I did notice that it was an enhanced noise level, and it did carry the characteristics of the noise that we've been experiencing. Okay, take care, Travis. I'll put something out. K3FR. I'm hearing you now.
Yeah, I did too. I got to readjust the gain on the SDR because I could barely even see it. But anyway, thanks again. Yeah, just let the repeater committee know, Ron. And thanks. W8BT, I'll be clear. 7-3, good night.
Node W4MAF connected to W4VA. Node W4MAF disconnected.